Coming up, we will get to the news with Courtney in about 15 minutes at 7:45. And everybody is back. Curtis back from vacation. Courtney back from vacation. Even Jackson here on time this morning. So all is right in the world. And
Santo is the employee of the week.
And we have a Flex Friday coming up.
Yeah, that we do.
A week from this Friday, we are heading back to the Seagull. Back to the Tipsy Seagull. So I'm very excited about it. That is August 1st, and we'll be that show last year was epic.
So fun.
To scratch an itch that doesn't need to be scratched, but what's the difference between where we're doing the show a week from Friday and the three-alarm fire we had at Lake Winnipesaukee?
Don't say anything. Okay. They may be listening.
Yes.
Sorry. Never mind.
Yes. We will be at the Tipsy Seagull and cannot wait for that. And I don't know if anybody will be daring to venture into a cigarette boat that goes 143
nope.
miles an hour or whatever. But
nope.
We certainly cannot wait to see you a week from Friday down in Fall River at the Tipsy Seagull. So heads up on that. And Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So if you know somebody who deserves being honored, then please nominate them, whether they have constructed, whether they drive, whether they care for others. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. All right, Sean. Hearing Bill Belichick reminded me before Santo texted me, I was debating talking about the full-length Bill Belichick documentary, which is coming to Hulu. That was going to be my lead, maybe. I would guess that is executive produced by Jordan. Is that what we can surmise from that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was unable, when it came to ESPN, unable to get the credit that she wanted for Hard Knocks. So this documentary about Bill coaching at UNC coming to Hulu will be produced and directed by Jordan, I'm guessing.
What is more shocking to you, that Jordan and Bill are still together or that Bill is going to coach at North Carolina?
Bill's going to coach at North Carolina.
Seems like it's real love. I don't know, from the outside.
Yeah, who the hell knows? Yep. Is that what they call that?
And now it makes a lot more sense when she was miking him up and stuff. I remember when we had the conversation on the show, I believe Curtis was like, they have people at North Carolina that can work on that and like can mic him up for stuff. Since she is the head of his production company, that's what her job is. Right.
So I was going to say, you know, Bill Belichick, whatever the title of the documentary is, a Jordan Hudson production is not going to be the first thing.
Yep, Jordan Hudson film, executive produced by Jordan Hudson.
Greg, I guarantee you at some point in the Hulu docuseries, she tucks his napkin into his lapel so he has the pasta sauce, doesn't get on the shirt.
Right, there's a whole segment where she's blending his food so he can eat it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be tuning in.
A Jordan Hudson production starring Jordan Hudson. Yeah. And Bill Belichick is how that's going to
be. Edited by Jordan Hudson.
Okay. Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with some audio from the Open Championship from this weekend. Bryson DeChambeau had a great final day, pushing himself into the top 10, or at least a tied for 10th finish. He talked about speaking with Keegan Bradley, or actually what Keegan Bradley left in his locker and some of the Ryder Cup participants' lockers, as Keegan's the captain this year. Here was Bryson's back and forth with the media.
Have you spoke to Keegan at all this week?
You know, I talked with him briefly, and then he put something in our lockers. It was pretty inspirational. So, it's personal.
Like a message, or
yes, it's a personal message
to each person.
In essence, yes. Yeah, for sure. It meant a lot. This year's no joke. We're tired of it. We're tired of losing.
Okay. Let's go. So was it a personal handwritten note to each of the fellas talking about their individual skills? What do you think it was? Was it like some kind of an edible arrangement or what?
Bryson's hamming this up because he's Bryson. It was probably just like a mini American flag.
Probably. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, one more audio cut for you here from the Open. Rory McIlroy came up quite short of Scottie Scheffler, as did everybody this weekend. And Rory talked about how everybody on the planet is chasing Scottie Scheffler.
None of us could hang with Scottie this week. He's an incredible player. You know, he's been dominant this week, but honestly, he's been dominant for the last couple of years. He's, you know, he is the bar that we're all trying to get to. And, you know, in a historical context, you could argue that there's only maybe two or three players in the history of the game that have been on a run that the one that Scottie's been on here for the last sort of 24 to 36 months. So incredibly impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it may not be interesting to some. He doesn't do it in dramatic, charismatic fashion, as we have discussed this morning. But the guy is currently the best in the world.
And it doesn't matter if he's not charismatic, if he gets double digits and he starts, you know what I mean? Once that close to history, then his personality will just become irrelevant to the pursuit of being the best of all time.
And it's crazy to think, too, that this guy had hand surgery at the beginning of the year, which is why he didn't play up to his standard at the Masters. And, like, he probably could have competed in that tournament, too, like he has every other year. And so I am excited for next year of Scottie Scheffler, because that career Grand Slam is very much in sight for him.
Speaking of guys who had charisma, I saw over the weekend that Jonah Hill has been cast as John Daly in an upcoming film about John Daly's life. Do you like that casting?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a Jonah Hill fan.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill's not like redneck enough for that. Is Jonah Hill going to show up? It's just like, I guess it could just show up like ripping darts.
Well, he's going to have to. Acting. He's going to have to. Yeah. He's got to smoke butts.
Yeah. I think he rips darts anyways.
Yes.
I think he's a big.
What you think Jonah Hill is?
Oh, I think he does smoke anyways. Really? Yeah. If you Google.
He's not a vapor?
No, I think he's a ciggy guy. Yeah, but I mean, he's a good enough actor to pull that one off.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of John Daly, did you see his son won the like some amateur tournament this weekend as well?
No.
Yes, his son is on the rise, an Arkansas collegiate player, I believe, or commit.
Mm. Excellent. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's head over to the Boston Red Sox. They got a win in the final game against the Cubs in that series, thanks in large part to Garrett Crochet. But Crochet talked about the difficulty of finding a rhythm after so much time off for the All-Star break.
Talking with Gio and Bayo, it's tough to find the rhythm again. Felt like I was building throughout the outing, which is a huge, it's a good sign. It's always tough to get back in rhythm with just any extended rest at all. I've always felt like I operate best on a 5-day, and I think this time I was on 8-day, that's just an excuse. Was happy to be able to grind through it.
I mean, do you give him any kind of a pass on this series? I know you don't, because you called it an epic fail. But do you give the Red Sox a pass based on coming off the break? And
didn't the team they played come off a break?
Right.
Yeah.
Did Chicago have a break? I missed something.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know that you need to give them a pass. I think in game one, it was just they had one bad inning. It was the very first inning of the game. And then game two, they straight up lost. And then game three, they won. Like, I don't think it was a bad series. It's not like you got your ass swept and handed to you left and right.
Yeah.
But you almost did. You almost did when you look at this series. And the way that you're playing, I think the expectation, Shime, and this is why I say it's a failure, is because Cora's track record, or the Red Sox track record of the second half of the season, is awful. So if you start this way, where a lot of people are going to go,
Here we go again. It's going to be the same exact result that it's been the last three.
Yeah, but
four
if you
years,
come back out and you take two of three from Philly, it's like, all right, everything's back on track. We're fine. It's
but
not
that's
a big deal.
Why it's so important now that you have to take two of three.
6:45, first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And we'll see what the Red Sox can do with this series. All right, what's next?
One more cut for you here, Greg. This was Alex Cora. He actually went to a pretty fun event while he was on his All-Star break. I think something crazy happened. Here was Alex Cora talking about what he did.
It was good. I was actually in the Wednesday concert.
That was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
So he was there for the...
At the Coldplay concert.
The Coldplay kerfuffle, which there's some updates on that story. I think we'll get to that during the news.
We sure will.
We will.
Hardest part of me being away was something like that breaking while I didn't have a microphone in front of me.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You have a lot to say about it.
I mean, interesting. It's been so up and down. There's so many different... Are they already separated? Were they separated going into this? I thought that maybe he was separated, but then I've been told otherwise.
Doesn't seem like... Well, they are now. I think both are separated now.
Yeah.
For the future.
Was that the most memed picture of all time?
Well, Courtney and I were discussing this in our pre-show meeting about the last viral thing that the entire country was focused on like this. I don't know what...
The boat that exploded underwater.
Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that really was... I'd call that a news story.
Yeah, that wasn't
not
viral.
Like a viral...
Yeah.
Maybe it was Balloon Boy.
Yeah.
Balloon Boy was in that...
Oh, speaking... There's a Netflix on that.
There is. It's pretty good.
Did you see the Amy Bradley Netflix?
Yes, I did. Where she disappears on the cruise? Yes.
Really good.
Excellent.
I watched that on the way home.
Did you watch that? Don't watch it. You're going to be
terrified. No, I started watching it. Do you think, what was his name, Yellow?
Yeah,
do you think he did it?
His daughter, I don't want to ruin,
don't think she's alive still?
I can't rule it out. That mother, the mother of Amy Bradley was just... You could feel the anguish of, like, she's like, it's been X number of years since 98 when her daughter disappeared. And it's like, if there's even a part of you that believes, what would you, I know this is a dark question, would you rather your daughter be alive?
I was thinking the same thing because they address that in the documentary.
Yeah.
And they say that they almost prefer the hope that she is alive.
Yeah.
As opposed to knowing what happened to her.
I can't even fathom.
But you don't want to go through life never having a question answered, right?
Well, in this case, they would rather, I guess, believe that she is alive.
I don't know anything about the story.
So left the ship on her own. Uh-huh. And that picture that they had, spoiler alert, of her later on.
Yeah, on the dance floor.
Yeah, it seems like, it did look like her, and they did the facial structure identification. I don't know. That's a wild one.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
There's also a new documentary. It's a very old story. Everybody knows it. But Elizabeth Smart, an autobiography, her speaking about what happened to her in her own words.
Yeah.
Two-parter. It is...
It's good.
You forget, how many times police interacted with these absolute sociopaths that got her.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that she interacted with others, that's the craziest story ever.
Okay. Hill Notes coming up at 9:20, so you can leave one of those at any time this morning, a voice note on any topic, whether it is something that we have spoken about so far this morning or something that we haven't. Leave your Hill Note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20. I'm sure a message from Angry Principal Dave welcoming you back to the show.
Oh, did he leave messages in my absence?
He did. Not as many as you'd think.
No, really?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, so maybe he's not here when Curtis isn't here. Maybe that's what's
he
going on.
He loses all his energy. Curtis is his drive.
Right, his joie de vivre.
All right, and the news with Courtney coming up next.